Been recording yet.
Well, now I don't know what to say about this.
It's been a day.
No, I'll give you that. It's been a day.
Uh-huh. All right, now we are recording.
Oh, good for us.
We know how this works.
We know how to do our job. So, welcome back to Horror in Heels. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And tonight we are talking the 2011 Shark movie.
Shark Night.
Shark Night. How did you, so interesting fact about this movie. First 3D shark movie since Jaws 3.
Oh.
So.
I like that. I'm sad that we can't like rewatch these things in 3D though. Like I need that. And remember when like 3D TVs were a thing and people were buying them and were like, oh, we're gonna watch things in 3D. Didn't catch on.
Did not catch on. It's okay.
Everybody was in this movie. I'm surprised that I don't know what was going on when it came out and how I never heard of it or how I never saw it. Like,
well, because I know you're a big Ted fan from Schitt's Creek, so you love your
right. I was like Ted from Schitt's
Creek. Dustin Milligan, by the way, have you seen him lately with his beard? Oof, Dustin, call me.
Dustin's killing it, killing the game.
He is.
Well, okay, so I know that I talk about Chris Hemsworth, but my actual true hot, but it's not a Hollywood crush. It feels like a real crush, and God help me if he ever hears this, is Zachary Levi.
Oh, no, that's a Hollywood crush.
No, it's not, because I got a crush on him because I talked to him. Like, I was on set of Chuck doing
background. Right, no, I know, you said this, but I'm telling you right now, I don't care how you're trying to justify it.
I talked to this guy, and now I have a crush on him. Like, it's not like, oh, he's just this guy that I like. Like, I'd seen him before, I knew who he was, but I did not have a crush on him until I actually talked to him as a person.
Gotcha.
I'll allow it. As a celebrity crush. But anyway, I say that to say that his best friend, I don't know if they're still best friends, but at the time they were, Joel David Moore is in this one. Every time I see him, I think of Zachary Levi.
Which one was Joel David Moore?
He was the dirty one with like the hat that was playing beer pong with the girl.
Love him.
Yeah, he's also in Hatchet.
Yes.
I like him. He's decent. He's in Dodgeball.
He's been in a lot of things I've enjoyed. I just can never remember his name, but I like him every time I see him.
Yep.
Joshua Leonard, who plays Red, been in a lot of things as well. Have you seen him when his teeth aren't pointy?
Like I was thinking teeth? About that. I was like,
he's a very attractive man. This guy's hideous. I implore you to just mosey on a picture to him, not all jacked up like a bayou redneck, which was clearly the look they were going for, with some shark teeth. Just take a look at him as a person. He rocks the glasses. Me and him rock very similar frames, which I was like, ooh. And he's just looks lovely. And
he's a very good looking dude.
And I feel like he is probably a very good person.
Yeah.
Because my theory, people who play assholes very well.
Yes.
Probably off of them.
Yep.
And then Donald Logue.
Love him. I love
the sheriff. Loved him in Gotham.
Oh, my gosh.
Immediate spoiler. I also loved him as the dad in Grounded for Life.
Loved yes. him. This is why we're friends. Like that. Like I love that show. Nobody talks about that show, and it was one of the.
So when he's first pulling her over, he's got that great, like Donald Logue fun.
Oh yeah.
Like Grounded for Life energy.
Yeah.
Yes, Donald's here. Everything's gonna. This is why I watched the movie first.
You played for him to like. Oh no! You're like, oh no, he might die. Like he's gonna die in this.
I'm like, because you don't know the premise yet. You're 10 seconds into this movie. Like you know there are sharks in this lake, but you don't know that anything else.
Yeah. But yes, I love every time he comes on screen. I'm happy.
what I have realized this time watching it that I didn't realize my previous times is that Donald must have put that box in the water when he was chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
Or else the amount of wake that both boats were creating would have surely attracted some sharks. Listen, I know this movie got terrible reviews. I'm here to tell you, I don't give a fuck. This is fantastic.
Like, what are you expecting? Like, what, yes.
What highbrow entertainment are you expecting?
What movie were you thinking you were going to go see to give this movie bad ratings? Like,
that's my question. Like, I'm so confused. This movie gave me everything a movie that has a premise of college kids going to a shark-infected lake. It gave me everything I was
expecting. That's all. What were you expecting?
Boob. Or at a minimum, side boob.
Side boob.
I was expecting drinking. Got it. I was expecting somebody to be playing beer pong.
I was expecting them to stop at a convenience store on the road and encounter someone.
Encounter a weirdo. Every horror movie ever involving college students.
And they always make them racist just to really put it in there that they're bad guys.
Yes. A weird but cheesy love story that didn't move the plot or serve it in any way. Got it. And then people being eaten by sharks. Got it.
Check.
This was all I was expecting.
I
got it all.
I was not disappointed.
It was called 3D, so I assumed really ridiculous visuals of sharks.
Right.
Bottom.
They actually did it. I haven't seen it in 3D, but it didn't have that overly cheesy 3D.
It wasn't overly cheesy, but I gotta say, those sharks were jumping a little high.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could tell, but, like, some 3D movies, it's like, oh, that was a 3D shot. Like, the piranha burping out the penis. It was like, that's serious.
I see what you're saying.
These are kind of, like, subtle, like, if you didn't know it was in 3D, you wouldn't really think that it was in 3D.
Those animatronic sharks were made by the same people who did the Deep Blue Sea sharks.
Yes.
And the orca for Free Willy. So you guys have a nice resume.
Good job.
Now, did you, my favorite, but you know, we'll get to that later.
I'm like, yeah.
Can we talk? Now, this is apparently Tulane University. Dorm rooms in the South are huge. What the hell was if you have room for a big screen TV and two computer monitors on your desk in your dorm room, let me
you're
tell
in a bougie college.
You're and Tulane is very bougie. I don't know if you've ever looked it up, but very bougie. It's pretty much where all the blue bloods send their children.
Good times.
Especially Southern blue bloods who don't want to admit they're in the South. And clearly you can see that money is prevalent. I mean, the one girl rolls up driving an Escalade. Yeah. Sarah's house is insane. Even
she has they have an island. They pretty much own the island. They're the only house on the island. It's like a private island.
Yeah. That's unnecessary.
What?
And here's what I'm going to say about that. No.
Nope. No. I'm not a fan. I don't need to be isolated. I don't need to be alone, especially not on a lake.
No.
I don't.
That's just too many chances for too many bad things to go.
I need to be able to throw a rock out of my window and hit a neighbor's window.
Right. Like, right. I mean, also, this would have also been an excellent house for a
strangers type
setting.
Jace, all of it, like you're just asking.
You're asking for someone to come murder you
for all the things.
All the things.
I don't know, because who's driving to your private island every? No, like you're gonna be dead for months before they find you.
Months, yes. Because even the sheriff says, I'll bring by the mail tomorrow. meaning your mail doesn't go to
He has to personally deliver your mail? What? I caught that too. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, the mailman doesn't come to the island to give me my mail?
Nope, that's the sheriff's job.
Nope. I mean, I understand why he's pissed.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end, I get it. So, they arrive at this beautiful location. I mean, it's...
I want to go... I did like him coming in angry, the football player. I loved that scene.
I did, yes.
You're right. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, he's in trouble. And then, it, like, close to when he was going to say... I was like, oh, okay. I was like, he's probably just giving him shit. Like, that was cute. And I liked that there was no, like, macho... Like, they were all friends. Yeah, and there was no real macho alpha beta male...
I will say, if you are going to a deserted island where emergencies could be imminent, bring the best tutor pre-med student on campus.
That is...
like bringing a doctor.
Kudos for... Yes, yes.
Smart planning.
Yes. Have someone that knows what they're doing. I'm going to have one of
what? Rose Harvey. Okay, where were we?
I said I'm having one of everything. I said I'm going to have a doctor, a cop, a lawyer. I want one of everything if I'm going to be on an island.
Gotcha. So they get into the world's nicest SUV that I've ever seen a college student drive. Dog and all. Now, can we assume that Sarah lived off campus? Because I don't think campuses are just letting doggies roam. Am I wrong? Like, whatever. Whatever. And they drive and they get to what can only be described as the skeeziest convenience store.
Oh, of course.
In America.
Only people own these convenience stores, like, on the side of the road. I think that's a requirement to own.
Since I am from Long Island, we are the land of 7-Elevens. So when you say, do you guys have convenience? Do you guys have 7-Elevens?
7-Elevens, yeah. Definitely.
Yes. A very different convenience store. 7-Elevens, a franchise purchase is $1 million. Just FYI.
I know that.
Somebody who got it as a wedding gift from his father. Yeah. But so that being said, they are brightly lit. They are super clean.
Generally clean.
Nobody is watching me pee.
Yeah. I'll stop at a 7-Eleven anywhere. Like, I'm like, okay, that's legit.
So I was unawares. And like, when I go to Pennsylvania, if I stop at a convenience store, it's a Wawa, which is...
I've heard of Wawa.
Identical to 7-Eleven. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm used to chain convenience stores, not I don't know that I can say I've ever been in a private convenience store. Jen is telling me they're all like this, leading me to believe I never want to be.
No, I'm saying in horror movies, they're always like this. I feel like they would be, but in horror movies, they're always like skeevy.
Oh,
and
yes. Oh, I thought you were saying you broke up a minute. I didn't hear in horror movies.
I don't know that I've put in one.
I don't want to find out, guys, is what we're saying. I love Nick's roommate, and he's like, so, you're not going to make a move, then I'm going to have to listen to your pussy cry itself to sleep.
Yeah.
Good times for me all around. I was like,
that was a great line.
Good times. I was like, that's hysterical.
That's great. That was a great line. I like that one.
When they get up to the counter and he's like, well, what are you looking at there, sir? How did this guy give off creepy vibes? And he's like, okay, you've officially creeped me out, so he's lying. I mean, amazing way to get out of pain, right?
Just any kind of excuse, just whatever's happening, just say, oh, I don't like that. You're buying.
You're buying. Exactly. How do we get on that plan? And now we are outside with hot guy Chris. I only know the actor's name, Chris. And Red.
Yes.
Now, here's my thing about Red's teeth. It's, did he sharpen them like that?
Or does he have a dental plan? Yeah, like,
who's doing that to Red's teeth? I have so many questions. But yeah. Also, really logistically, I'd love to ask the actor if that prosthetic was painful. Like, if I ever meet him, I would love to know.
How were the shark teeth?
How were the shark teeth? Because those look like you get your lip the wrong way. Listen, my son, normal, baby-sized teeth, clipped the inside of his mouth the other day, and he was crying. I'm like, he's like, and his new thing is he wants an ice pack at all times. So he's like, I need ice. I'm like, you don't need ice. You're fine. This isn't a thing. He like barely stubbed his toe yesterday. I need ice. You don't need ice. He's obsessed with the ice pack. But that, all that to say, I could only imagine how biting the inside of your lip with a shark tooth.
That, oh my God, yeah,
kill you.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. And they are racist. And he goes, "I'm Red. I'm an alcoholic." And
that's the.
They're not wrong when they say ladies love scars. When he takes off those glasses. hot man, and you know it.
Yeah, he's on Grey's Anatomy right now. You're talking about, wait, are you talking, you're not talking about Red, right?
No, I'm not.
Yes. Yeah. He's on Grey's Anatomy right now. I was like, I know him.
If Red looked like the actor, about Red, but they jacked him up in many ways, gave him hair that didn't look like it had been washed in 20 years, a hat that had many substances on it. So I'm sorry, Red, for those reasons you weren't doing it for me. But Joshua, you do it for me. You look like a washed man when I've seen you in regular photos.
Yes. So. Agreed. CarMax.
And we understand that. I mean, Charlize Theron was a monster. We understand how very attractive people can be.
Like, if I were that hot and could be made to look unattractive, I'd be like, I would have so much fun with that.
Yeah, but also, if I could be made to look as hot as Charlize, and if anybody has that technology, I'll take you up on it.
I will give you top. I will take out credit loan. I will get a personal loan. However much I need to pay. Let's do this. I was not a fan of the racist trope. I think it's such a crutch for making someone unlikable in a movie. I'm like, that's such a cop out. It's like, oh, we want people to really dislike them. Let's make them racist. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I do agree. Also, though, it's the Bayou.
Yeah, but they do it. But yeah, and I get that. But it's still this. They just do it in every horror movie. It's like any movie when they really want you to dislike someone, they pull the racist card, and it's like that's such an easy thing to be like, oh, we hate them now because they're racist. I'm like, can you just lean on your writing and just making them a horrible person without going there? It bothers me. I get annoyed by it because I'm like,
No, and I totally see that. And genuine question. Would it have been better perhaps to just make them? Would it have been better perhaps to just make them sexually harass?
Yeah, like that. That doesn't bother me. I'm like, because a lot of guys. Yeah, it's like guys are skeet.
Let them. Kind of where I thought, they were going at first, and then when he's like, "Oh, you let the help sit up front," I was like, "Oh shit, that's not where they're going with it."
Yeah, yeah.
And Mia's really hot, so yeah, like. If you want to prove, and not that I think sexual harassment is better than racism, I'm just saying to avoid trope, you could go there as well.
Right. But again, it's Shark Night, so it's not like I'm expecting them to be creative or innovative with their stuff. So I wasn't mad. I was annoyed by it, but I wasn't like, that makes me sick.
I do feel like also 2011, we're talking almost 12 years ago, or 11 years ago.
10 years ago.
10, almost 11. I can't, guys, We are recording at like 10 o'clock East Coast time, and I think you have all heard me bitch about late night life. So 10 years ago, I think it was also unfortunately something that was much more done back then.
Yeah.
So not that I forget. I mean, also that trope of a guy being a nude model in a gotta see him. And he's like, yes, I had the pleasure of
drawing your genitals.
And he's like, you're welcome. Jesus Christ. Oh, and also, when Catherine McPhee, first of all, How Call Me Maybe is not somewhere on this playlist. It's just insane. But when she's telling her Sarah how she spray tans his
junk. And she's like, I got it on me.
Like, no one needs to know.
Nope.
Now we get on the boat, which interestingly, just you can see that they're used to black people because the head boat dude is a black man. So it's not like,
right?
Oh, you're racist and you live and work amongst these people. So that was a little bit of a weird.
They probably did that to offset, to show right. that she wasn't racist, to show that she and her family weren't racist. Like, oh, let's show that.
Yeah.
There's a black person that helps her boat. So it's like, oh, yeah. Then we know that she doesn't have an issue.
Right. I gotta tell you, that boat ride's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Even in the swamps, it's gorgeous.
It was shot in Cattle Lake in Texas. The road shots and everything is Louisiana.
Wow.
So, beautiful lake. Apparently filled with sharks. So beautiful shots. The sheriff. Yeah.
Sheriff comes.
Great. They get there. Little side boob action happens.
I thought they were going to show full boob. And then I was like, oh, nope. They kept it tasteful.
Well, PG-13. So we knew they weren't showing.
Oh, I didn't. I don't pay attention to ratings. I just watched the movie. But it was funny that they did the let's turn to the door and change. Like, I thought they were going to, like, flash someone or do something. But they were just like, no, they were just turning to the door.
Yeah.
That's where the camera, because the camera was on the other side.
Yeah.
It's a random turn.
Also, guys, I just want you to know that girls do not do a changing montage when we're together. I am killing that.
I mean, I've never participated in one, nor have my friends with me, so I can't vouch for that.
Yeah. Jen and I are both women in our 30s who have done a lot of trips and such with ladies, and we have never done that.
No. I might put it on my bucket list now.
I did a clothing montage. I was 7 or 8. And we did, like, a runway fashion show in my basement, so.
Although I might try to do one now. Maybe I'll put that on my bucket list. Try to get some friends to do a clothing montage.
You know what, Jen? We'll do it at Texas Friday Night Weekend. We'll all get together for our Friday night outfits. There we go.
We'll film it, and then we'll fast forward it and make it look like we're having a lot of fun. Yes.
So, that house. Holy fuck, you're rich. When you need an infinity pool onto a lake, you rich.
I can't even fathom that kind of money. Like, where is this? I just want to experience it. I just want to know what it's like. Like, jet skis.
Not enough. Let's find you a rich 80-year-old. Anna Nicole Smith this shit.
Yeah, let's find me a sugar daddy.
We shall. And I do love that at first, they don't know that anything is in the water. It's not even the type of area where you would think anything is in the water. It's not an ocean. It's a lake. Albeit it is a saltwater lake. The lakes off the Gulf, off the bayou are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We go for a nice little water skiing expedition. Yep. Here's my thing, though. They did not know or have water signal down when water skiing. Yeah, I have not. I have not done it in so many years. I couldn't tell. I could not remember what the signals are. I do know.
Yeah, there's a signal for faster. There's a signal for slow down.
There are signals. They didn't know them. They didn't use them. You can tell because he's simply screaming.
Screaming, yeah.
Speed up. No one can hear you, sir.
There's a reason why they have signals is because nobody can hear you over the motor of the boat.
Now, poor Nick, they think they have cut off his arm with the motor. I don't know how you would even get to that conclusion based on where he fell and you see him swimming to land.
We have to go back because my dad came in on that part and we're like, so when he goes down, I was like, they're gonna kill the black guy this quick. I was like, damn it, that sucks. I was upset. And then they're like looking for him, they're looking all over, and when they show him swimming to the shore, I was like, that's my dude. I was like, now that's the proper way you have a black character in this kind of movie. My man swam with one arm. I was like, that is true to form, that he would be on shore with one arm. The shark couldn't even swim fast enough to get him. We were like, okay, that's legit. We were pretty happy about that.
And poor Nick, once again, thinking that, oh my God, did I get him with the propeller, dives in to retrieve and almost gets eaten by the shark.
By the way, if your arm is at the bottom, I'll go find it, but I'm going to have to let somebody else know where it is because I can't pick up an arm. There's a reason I'm not a doctor. I'm touching a body part like that.
Well, once again, Nick is a doctor.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Just saying. I'll go find it.
Somebody else dove in. Just me. So they get there. So now then, also Sarah sees it's a shark. So now they know what is up. They get him on the boat. They try to leave once Nick gets him situated.
They're like, we can still save his arm. Let's get him on the boat, get him to the doctor, which is 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Again, why are you 2 hours away from any kind of hospital or emergency services?
Correct.
Like, no. If I'm going to have an island, then I'm just going to build my own urgent cares facility also on the island and staff that beach.
But the thing is, the fact that you can't even contact emergent personnel is a problem.
On an island. Like, where you're jet skiing, where you're doing these dangerous things, and you have no contact to emergency services? Okay.
Okay. Now, the Sharky Shark bumps the boat. And here's my thing about this, once again. People, I understand it's a movie. There is a shark that you know of, at least one in the water. You need to have some self-preservation. So,
some awareness.
Do not be sitting like that on a boat. Anchor yourself down.
Yeah, she's like on the edge, like they're just chilling, like they're on a like cruising. No, we're in an emergency situation, booking it. Like, sit your ass down on the seats.
Yes. So she obviously ends up in the water, and since they didn't kill the black person first, they're gonna kill the Latino person. Technically, a white person did die first. She was the cold.
Oh yeah, the very first.
We forgot all about her. And now they lose the boat. Somehow the three of them get back without getting eaten.
Oh, with the awesome boat explosion.
Awesome boat
explosion. So dramatic.
That would have been great in 3D, though.
I thought they did do a good job of, because once they got on the boat, I was like, well, now how are they going to come back to this situation? I thought they did a good job of.
Yeah.
Getting him back to the island and being stuck there.
Right. So we get back and Catherine McPhee's freaking out. She is losing.
For a badass chick, she was pretty
weak. Yeah, she lost it immediately. Here's the other thing, miss. I need to get off this island. No. unlike any other horror movie, the great thing about a shark is once you've identified the killer, i.e.
stay in the house,
you can avoid him, he's not going to suddenly sprout legs.
Exactly.
And come on land, unless you're reading Peter Benchley's Creature. That is the premise of that novel. It was made into a cheesy sci-fi movie, if you can find it. God bless. It was great.
Also, Sharknado. That's terrifying because you could literally be sitting in your house and a shark comes.
Don't jump the gun. We're talking about that next week.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. That's an excuse to be terrified of sharks is when they can actually just come through your window. Like,
right.
But these were just regular ass sharks. Just go in the house. You're going to be fine.
Take a Xanax. Lie the fuck down. You are fine.
You're going to be fine. It's the guy that's missing an arm.
You're also worthless. Like, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but you are of no use to anybody. Just go sit your ass on the couch. Let Nick try to save his life. Let Sour try to figure out how to get emergent. The one with the guy, he was like, oh, wait, I saw flares. Naked right. boy. So they go do the flares, and then...
The guy without the arm is the one who should be freaking out and saying he needs to get off the island because he literally needs to get off the island to get his arm reattached.
Yeah, and he's like, well, at that point, he had passed out again. But Nick is doing his best to stop the loss of blood. And now, what was the other guy? I remember Red's name. What was the other guy?
You mean Tan Genitals?
No. Red and the...
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis. So Dennis and Red show up, and people think, oh, we're saved. No.
Not even a little bit.
Not even remotely. And
it was interesting, though, because they go in to look at the friend, and when they come out, Red is like, your boy got messed up. We need to get him to the hospital. Which, seeing that and thinking about how racist they made him before, it was like... He actually, like, sounded like he somewhat cared.
Right.
Which was interesting.
No, he was being a very good actor.
Yeah.
Acting like he cared because they want to get people on the votes for the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's my thing, though. Once again, you were all safe. Why not just sit your ass down and wait for emergency services to come? Even if they don't come, it's safer than getting on a boat with a man whose teeth are sharpened like sharks.
Yeah.
This is not a person you trust or tussle with.
Ever, ever.
He calls himself Red. He has called himself an alcoholic. And he has made poor dental decisions.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually very good foreshadowing. Because even though you notice it, you're not thinking about, like, oh, his teeth are shaped like a shark. And then it comes out how obsessed he is. And it's like, well, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, no. Why you would trust him ever, I don't know. Like, we would have killed them and then taken their boat.
Yeah, you and I? Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, take them out. At the very least, knock them out and tie them up.
Yes.
Take their boat.
Yes. Yes. I have to say that I did really like, let's get his name so that I stop doing this. Gordon says, I'm not letting Beth go on the boat alone with those two.
Yeah.
And goes. Now, of course, signed your own death warrant, but it was a chivalrous sign.
He tried to be a hero. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they go, and they find out quite quickly that those sharks were placed there.
Hmm. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. This story actually unfolded in three parts. I kept, because they never told the whole story.
Yes, and I liked that.
It was interesting. I kept thinking I missed stuff, and then... Nope. So I kept like, do I need to rewind it because I missed what they said? I was like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like three parts of the story because each character like tells a part of the story.
Right. And we find out that Sarah is, so these two scenes are kind of interspersed.
Yeah.
Nick is asking Sarah about Dennis. Dennis and Red are telling them about the sharks.
Yeah.
We find out that Dennis and Sarah were very in love. Dennis tries to kill her.
Right? I was like, so he definitely wasn't saving, like, he definitely was going to let her die.
Right. He was trying to kill you. You feel bad that
your
face got cut while you're trying to escape death.
You'd be lucky that's all that happened to him. Like,
right. Yeah.
He'd be missing penis.
Oh, I was about to say it.
They'd be like, but his face got in the propeller. Why is he missing a penis? I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. So, it just it fell off while we were in the boat. I don't know. It was weird.
So, I can't with you. You're the best. Because I'm picturing it. Like, oh, God. And also, at the same time as that, these three things are all happening simultaneously. Mm-hmm.
We're getting her backstory, which she was the mystery girl.
Yes. And then, trying to figure out which... Blake has decided that he's going to take Malik across on the jet ski.
Yeah.
That's... Well, first of all, Malik decides he's going to single-handedly kill a hacker.
Yep.
Now, here's my thing. Here's my thing, and I'm sticking to it. They get the hammerhead. All well and good. They now know that this hammerhead has a camera. You now know. And Nick even says it. Nick goes, first of all, not the shark that I saw.
Yeah.
And... he goes to Sarah. He goes, I don't think this is what... He goes, does this look like what got Maya? And she's like, I can't tell. I was driving the boat, but I'm not. I don't think so. So now they know at a minimum.
Right.
That there's at least one other shark in that water still.
Right.
And Nick seems pretty smart. I think Cameron to him said... they didn't just swim up the Gulf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but he's like, I'm going to take him on the jet ski. That seemed stupid to me, but okay.
Like a jet ski?
If the boat got taken out by the sharks.
What are we going to do with a jet ski?
Malik sees the great white, which is who got Maya. We know that.
Yeah. And they did this thing again with this great love. Like, I can't feel that much for college/high school. I didn't have anyone in high school or college, but just the thought of being that tied up. Like, he was like they were married or something. I was like, what is happening? Like,
well, he was proposing to her. So they were on the path.
I guess. It's just hard. I can't picture that for college, but that's just me. To the point where you're like, I'm ready to, like, just end it now.
Because... No. That's not why he goes off the jet ski.
Why does he do it?
He says, oh, you missed this line. I'm not taking you with me, Blake. He thinks by him jumping in, it will save Blake from
that. I heard him say something, but I couldn't make out what he was saying.
He says, okay. I'm not taking you with me, Blake, and he dropped.
I thought he said, I'm taking you with me. I thought he was talking to the... So that's what I heard. I heard him say, I'm taking you with me. I thought he was talking to the shark and saying he's going to try to take... I was like, that's... No. Okay.
He was saying, he was trying to save Blake.
Okay, so I just heard the wrong thing. So that makes more sense.
So they go... And then Blake keeps looking behind him.
That's what my dad said. He was like, why does he keep looking back? And I was like, well, that death was... that. I actually gasped on that one.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit. And also when Gordon gets taken.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the grossest one was definitely poor Catherine McPhee with those tiny
sharks. Oh, the tiny shark. That, I was like, that's horrible. Like,
that's horrible.
Bite me in half, bite my head off, like, take me out one good swoop.
Yeah, because at least the other, at this point, five, right? The first girl, hers was...
Yeah, hers was bad because she had
back and forth. She actually, it felt very similar to almost Chrissy in the beginning of Jaws, where she gets to that landing.
Yeah.
And then gets and pulled off of it, just like Chrissy gets to the buoy and gets pulled off.
That was terrifying to have that thing where they just slosh you back and forth. It's like,
So, but...
But the tiny bites...
The other three just get eaten one full
swoop. One and done.
We don't really see Blake's, but we can assume it's a one and done. A shark is fucking jumping at him.
Yeah.
What actually would have kind of almost been funny is if Blake had, like, dodged the shark somehow with the thingy, and then at the very end, he, like, pulls up next to the boat. Like, hey, guys, I made it. That would have been hysterical. I'm not gonna lie.
That would have actually been kind of funny.
Kind of like a Hooper moment. Like, hey!
Hey, I'm here. Yeah, I made it. What's up?
But yeah. Tiny bites. If an animal's gonna kill me, take me out whole, please. And thank you. That's my request.
Just or one giant bite, something, but not little thousands of tiny bites. That's all.
That was like the Piranha movie.
Yeah.
That's not just going well. Now all those people die. We're back at the house. And the sheriff comes. Because he sees the bonfire. Thought you guys were partying. No, sir. And this is also what I'm going to say. Don't eat soup from random strangers.
No. Or any kind of nothing. Nothing. No tea. Don't accept water.
No.
I wouldn't even take bottled water that was sealed.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It was such a... Ugh. That was a moment where I did not see that coming. The sheriff being a bad guy. It was like, oh, okay. Well, this just took a turn.
And Sarah tries. She gets the knife and she's going for it.
She got it all wrong. She took the swing. They always do this rear back thing. It's like, no, just shank them like prison style.
Yeah.
Get them. You don't have to do all this rearing back and prepare. If you're going to do it, just do it. Get them in the liver or the back, whatever.
Yeah, just do it.
Do it.
Do it. Throw him outside and throw him, or just do it. Let him bleed out.
Yeah.
And lock all the doors. Lock you and Nick in another room and get, you know what I mean?
Just stay there.
Bleed out. Give it a moment.
just let it wait.
Not for nothing. The shower didn't look exceptionally fit.
Right.
Same. And now Sarah is on the boat with Dennis.
Because Dennis
and
is
Red.
Coming. Yep.
And Nick is stuck with the sheriff in just the most
weirdest. Like, what are you doing, sheriff? What are you doing here, sir?
And now, sheriff, first of all, tells him what kind of sharks they are, and this is where the biggest throwback to Jaws happens. Did you notice it?
No.
It is a tiger shark.
Mm-hmm.
And sheriff goes, that will eat everything. License plate, tin cans, you name it. Jaws, Hooper pulls out.
Yeah, he pulls out the license plate. Yeah.
And tin cans from the shark.
Nice.
the sheriff then tells Nick his master plan, which... Clearly, the sheriff has never seen a horror movie before, because anytime the villain tells you their master plan, 5 seconds later, the villain is dead.
You don't monologue ever. You die with that
scene. He's monologuing for days, talking about Shark Night, money, how he doesn't want to be the two-bit sheriff that got bought and sold. Yeah. Now, I bought and sold you, Nick. No.
Yeah. He was on one.
And I gotta tell you, Nick is doing the damn thing. Okay? Could we just talk? He is looking at every angle. He's being dunked with sharks.
Yeah.
And somehow still has the presence of mind when he gets pulled up to then throw the thing to light the gas and the
lighter.
The lighter. Yeah. What?
I know. He was like, oh, I'm getting out of this, so you keep talking. Because he didn't bother to engage him. He was like, yeah, you keep talking. I'm over here thinking, sir. Yeah.
He was like, the only thing he said was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me like you.
I'm trying
to kill you, sir. And then he gets eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
Which I have to say I liked about Nick. Nick is not one of those people who is like trying to reason with the villain, feels bad for the villain. No, you close the lid on him.
He closed it like
the lid.
You're not getting out of here. I'm not gonna let you just get out of here.
And now, once again, Nick is diving into shark infested waters.
He does that a lot.
But smartly sees the pole, grabs that. That's what I'm saying. This kid's looking everywhere. Takes off his shirt and, yes, please, more of that.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Thank you. And gets to the boat, which in record speed. Is Nick on top of pre-med also on the Olympic swim team? Because that was impressive.
The only reason he's not in the Olympics is because he's getting his doctorate and he doesn't have time.
Correct. And he decides that putting a gun to Red's head is going to motivate Dennis in any way.
I just, to backtrack for a second, I just want to know what the plan was with this cage. Because they put her in a cage, and then they were, like, expecting, I mean, the shark did break through it, but was that their plan? Like, oh, the shark's definitely going to break through this cage to eat her. Or were they planning on the little sharks eating her?
No, they say, let the big mama out, it's feeding time.
So how was it going to get to her in the cage?
Well, if you saw that cage. So there are many different, I'm guessing, grades of diving cages.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess that that's not, because it does get in there.
And I get that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it gets through. But what was their plan? Like, they thought, like, oh, let's just make it difficult for the shark to get to her. Like, I don't understand what their plan was there.
Oh, like why they did that.
Yeah, why would they put her in a cage?
Oh, I see what you're saying, like, oh, you were saying, like, you thought the thing would protect her is what I thought you thought they thought. I think, ultimately, Dennis wanted to torture her longer.
A show, and more of a show, yeah.
That's the whole thing. They're videotaping everything, right? They want to make money for it. So her being panicked, her being in suspense, just like Catherine McPhee being down, getting eaten by those little ones, just like that pen of tiger sharks is a much better visual
show. Yeah.
Than the one just eating quickly. It's a longer show.
Yeah. Sarah almost had it. She didn't do the long game. She was holding his hand. I was like, okay, now play the game and be like, let me out of here and let's make this show together. Like, she could have gone a little bit further with it.
Well, she didn't know about the show.
He hadn't told her about that?
No, the only person who admits that is the sheriff.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever, she still didn't go far enough. She was like, oh, I like you, like, let's start over. And then, like, immediately tried to stab him in the most pitiful way. And I was like, first of all, you could have rammed his face into the bars. You could have grabbed him. She was right there, but then she didn't commit to it. She didn't commit to the...
Jen?
What?
She is doing the most that a spoiled, rich, white woman can do. I don't think you understand the breed of woman we're dealing with.
To give people advice out there to know, like, you got to play the long game. Like, if you're going to pretend like you're now into the guy, like, you got to commit. And you do not give up that bit till you are absolutely 100% sure that you can get out of the situation. She was still in a cage. I'd still be like, oh, let's start over and let's have babies. Like, you got to play that. And then she didn't do anything. She was quite worthless in the whole thing, actually. She didn't do much.
I'm gonna need you to spend more time around witch white women so you can understand the breed a little better. They are not a people known for doing for themselves. She was just waiting for Nick to come and save her, and he did.
Biding her time, because I was like, she was so close.
She was just waiting for her white knight.
She had the gun, and she holds it right at the hole instead of backing up and being like, let me out of here. She's going to hold it right in front of his face where he can grab the gun back. I was like, ma'am, please. Anyway, back to Red having the gun to his head.
Yeah, nobody gave a fuck about Red.
No, yeah, I don't know why he thought that was a good idea. He would have had more luck holding the gun to Sarah's head.
Right. Oh, I'll kill your show. I'll kill your show. This is your star. I'm killing her.
Right, right. Because
make money now, motherfucker.
Dennis definitely took his ass out with the knife. I was like, damn.
Poor Red.
Didn't see it coming.
I mean,
pick your business partner better.
Yeah, seriously.
Do better.
I mean, yeah. So.
Oh, then they end up in the water. Because he cuts the cage off with himself on it.
Yeah. That's dumb. So. And Nick saves her, and they're on the boat, and then the shark jumps out, and who knows?
I feel like it was far enough away. We had gone forward enough away from them that it didn't make it. But
yeah.
But before it happened, even my dad was like, "Watch a shark jump out." And then right after he said that, he was like, "Can I call it?" I was like, "Yes, Dad, you can."
Yes.
But I love that. Like that's the ending. I was like, that would be amazing, and that's the kind of ending I would expect for a movie like this.
Well, and Piranha did it as well.
Right.
Yeah. That's what you need.
On brand.
On brand for a cheesy horror creature feature.
Fun. So, I think, yeah.
This was good.
Yeah.
I give it 6 out of 10 heels.
Hmm.
It was a fun ride. Was the acting Oscar worthy? No. Was the acting Oscar worthy? No. Was it what I expected? Yes.
Indeed.
Were these the most lifelike sharks I've ever seen? No. Was it what I was expecting? Yes. Yeah. Were these special effects the most mind-altering special effects I had ever seen in my entire life? No. No. Was it what I was expecting? Yes. And for that, I give you a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. See, and I was going, like with Piranha, where we said, I think we said 8 or 9 out of 10. I would say 8 or 9, just because it's exactly for what it was good.
This is what I'm going to say. I like Piranha a little more. And I think this is just bias because I hate the premise that these sharks were put here.
That's
it's
fair.
Just, it's kind of my one problem with Anaconda 2. I like a creature feature in which the creatures are just
found its way there.
Found its are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like if John Voight's character in Anaconda hadn't been there and the things still happened, I would have liked it a little more. The fact that a villain is leading them
yeah
into these situations just like here.
Kind of love. I can see that. I can see that. All right. Yeah. So I'd say 7 or 8 then. Because yeah. I agree that I didn't think about that. But yeah, I do like that better. Once they had a video camera in them, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
That's kind of less. Like Piranha, they came up out of the ground.
Yeah.
Like Placid, it was just a giant alligator that happened to be there some kind of way. So yeah, I agree. Because when
Placid, even though Betty White's character is there and she's known about the crocodile,
all she did was feed it.
To me, she's not a villain because as she says, nobody but me lives on this thing.
Yeah,
nobody but me comes to this water.
Obviously, because there's not deaths every year. It's not like there's people dying there every year. It's like, no, this is the first time.
She's not a villain. To me, she's not a villain. She did. None of her intent was malicious. If she's slightly crazy, oh, for sure. But these people's intent was purely
evil.
Profit, yeah. Malicious, evil. I just don't love that in a creature feature.
Yeah, I agree. Agreed. I like it to be natural cause. Natural causes. But it's still a fun film. I'm
definitely
surprised.
Like fun. I said, and, surprised. If you want to see just very good looking men and ladies.
Oh, whatever. Man.
But
Malik was in, I just watched a movie called Resort to Love on Netflix. It's a rom-com. And he was in that the day before I had watched that. And I was like, oh, it's a guy. Malik.
Oh, okay.
He was in the rom-com that I watched the day before called Resort to Love. I was like, oh, that's him. He's much better looking now than he was back then.
He's aged well.
Yes, very well.
So, Resort to Love. The things you watch, my friend.
I will watch any cheesy rom-com.
Sonequa Walls is his name. Oh, he was in Friday Night Lights.
That sounds right. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I was trying to think where I had seen him from, and that sounds right.
That's it.
And next week, I know we had said it was going to be this week. We got our.
Even though I had it in the calendar, I still.
We still said it.
Yeah. All right. Sharknado is next week.
Yes.
And we're going to have our boys on from Post Credit Podcast.
Yeah.
Should be a good time.
Yes. Oh, he's also on Power. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah. Shoot, I need to ask Arlen's girlfriend to hook it up, then.
Oh, true. True, true.
Hey, girl, hey. Invite me to a cast party or something. Let's go.
Something. Okay, so, yes. So, next weekend, that. And then...
Oh, last week, I played against Arlen's team on football.
Okay.
So mad at him. He got the ball on a return. We would kick the ball to them. Return kick. He catches it and just evades everybody and runs. I'm like the last line of defense. And I run. I try to run after him, and he just keeps going. And I keep yelling, stop! I was like yelling at the top of my lungs. I was like, stop! And he would not. And I was like, we are not friends. I was like, I thought we were better friends than that. That I could ask you to not score a touchdown. He would abide by my request, but he did not.
Well,
so we're on the outs now.
On the outs, okay. I'm on Team Jen. Sorry, Arlen. When you redeem yourself, you can get back into Alicia's good graces.
Not score.
That is all for this week.
Yeah.
We will see you all next week. Have a great weekend.
Oh, and it's Friday the 13th today. When this comes out.
Yes, so happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
You're spooky on today.
Bye, all.
Bye.